All right, welcome to the very first bonus track here on the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. I am Mac.
I am Eric.
And let's tell everybody what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be setting up some shorter episodes.
Yeah, just changed it up a little bit. We had talked about, you know, ideas for shows, and we decided that some of these shows maybe don't need 40, 45 minutes to talk about things. Maybe, you know, we could do things in 5, 10 minutes and get our point across and promote some artists maybe you haven't heard of, or some lesser known topics that, again, maybe we don't want to talk about for 45 minutes, but still worth a little bit of attention.
Exactly. We have a long list of ideas that we always talk about for show topics.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And any one of these topics, we could certainly babble on for an hour or more.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not quite sure people want to hear us talk for over an hour on some of these topics. So we're trimming them down and we're calling them bonus tracks.
Exactly. Yes.
So the subject of tonight's bonus track is a newer artist or band, maybe not a band or an artist that, you know, we grew up with. We spent a lot of time talking about artists that have influenced us.
For sure.
But a younger artist or band out there right now producing new music.
Yeah, maybe a little lesser known, maybe sort of brand new. But yeah, definitely, you know, some artists worth talking about and putting on people's radar if you maybe haven't heard of them.
Let's jump into this.
All right, cool. You want me to start?
Right on, man.
All right, cool. I'm going to talk about when I say new artist, I mean, they've been around since about 2020. I'm talking about Kim Dracula, a very, very cool artist from Hobart, Tasmania in Australia. You don't hear a lot of big name musical artists coming out of Tasmania, but
no, you do not.
They were born Samuel Wellings and took the stage name Kim Dracula from a Deftones song. The Deftones song is one word. It's Kim Dracula. And then they took the name and changed it to Kim Dracula. They gained notoriety in about November 2020, released a cover, and people call it a metal cover. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's definitely a reimagined version, for sure, of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. Got gazillions of views and listens, and within just a few months reached 6 million views on YouTube, 13 million plays on Spotify, and by the end of that year was actually used in over 60,000 TikTok clips. Like, that means other people were taking the song and using it in their clips over 60,000 times in just a little over a month.
Wow.
So, I mean, just connected, resonated with a lot of people. Spent the next few years releasing singles, collaborations with other artists, and a lot of amazing covers. Does a Goo Goo Dolls cover. We're both big fans of the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, does Iris. It's really good. And, you know, just gaining attention and notoriety on social media. And then finally, in July of 23, they released their debut album. It's called A Gradual Decline in Morale. I can't stop listening to it. I discovered it myself shortly after it came out and have just been a huge fan. It's like constantly on in my Jeep.
You turned me on to Kim Dracula a while ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can label them as far as a genre.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
100%.
You know, 1 second, it sounds like a metal song. And then it's jazz.
Yeah.
And then it's something else entirely. And then, oh, hey, a saxophone solo. Okay.
A little samba beat breaks out every once in a while. Right. It's... I mean, their sound really, I mean, the easiest way to describe it, it's a mix of metal, alternative, hip-hop, trap, with, like you said, just a sprinkle of bossa nova beats and jazz and weird instrumentation dropped in here and there. Kim is just an amazing artist in general, and Kim's band is just insane. I got to see them at Louder Than Life this past year. Just absolutely blew me away. I liked them going into the show, and then when I got to see their performance again, I'm just hooked. Been a fan ever since. So if you dig, you know, like Mike Patton in his various projects, you know, Faith No More and Tomahawk and Mr. Bungle and bands like that, if you're into like underground hip hop, new metal, you know, anything that's a little like left of center, check out Kim Dracula. The album is Gradual Decline in Morale. Oh, some of the singles: Make Me Famous, Drown, 70 Thorns featuring Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Yes.
Not a bad get for your first record. And another track called Land of the Sun, all released as singles. Amazing videos too. Yeah, like I said, go on YouTube, Kim Dracula, do the deep dive. You won't regret it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was going to add too. Like I said, the videos, like just a great visual artist as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, since you mentioned it to me a little while ago, I've been checking out more and more Kim Dracula on YouTube, and just like I said, visually, just the music is just, it's so different.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, going with an open mind, knowing you're going to see and hear something that maybe you haven't experienced it.
For sure. Yeah. And it may even like shock you and freak you out a little bit. I mean, some of the lyrical content is a little bit heavy, writes about things that are going on in the news and things that are going on in the world. And, you know, sometimes it's not always good stuff and certainly not glorifying violence or anything like that. But kind of like what NWA did back in the day, like it was a reflection of society. They weren't promoting or condoning some of these things, but shining a light on it, saying, hey, man, you know, there's some really sick shit going on in the world and we're going to talk about it. So yeah, it can be a little bit jarring. You know, I don't want to send anybody in unprepared. It's some pretty heavy stuff, but it's just absolutely amazing music. And again, like you said, an amazing visual artist as well.
Right on, man. Great stuff.
Cool.
All right. So I'm going to go with a band that I personally refer to them as delightfully weird.
All right.
And I love this band. The band is the Viagra Boys.
Oh, nice.
They are a Swedish post-punk band formed in Stockholm in 2015, but fronted by an American singer, Sebastian Murphy. Hmm. But just an incredible band, super talented. They write super catchy songs, but of course, all with an edge. So I'm just going to run through three songs.
Okay.
That if these three songs don't get you hooked on the Viagra Boys, then nothing will.
Nice.
The first one is from the 2016 album Consistency of Energy. The song is Research Chemicals. It just starts with an amazing bass groove that carries through the whole song. Lyrically, it's just about taking drugs, aka research chemicals.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs. I don't, you know, whatever, but I don't care. Like, the song is so damn catchy and fun that you just go on the ride.
Yeah.
And it's a long song. It's like a 6-minute song. There's a saxophone solo. So yes, just bring back the saxophone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And the video is a ton of fun. The singer, Sebastian, just kind of dancing by himself in a pub, a full pub, and just generally annoying the shit out of people. He's just singing and dancing and just being obnoxious with like an Adidas tracksuit top on and holding a drink. And it's hysterical. So Research Chemicals, go check out that one. And then this song is something that Eric and I joke about all the time. The song is Sports from the 2018 album Street Worms. Again, another great video.
Fantastic,
you know, the
video.
Singer, the singer, he's just like shirtless, tatted up, performing on a tennis court while there's a tennis game going on. Again, another just hypnotic bass groove. And these hilarious lyrics about sports where they keep trying to rhyme it with wiener dog. So, yeah, I'll give you a little taste right here. Baseball, basketball, wiener dog. And that happens like two or three more times in the song where they're just rattling off the names of different sports. And if it even closely rhymes with wiener dog, they throw in a wiener dog.
That's too good, man. That was my personal introduction to them. That was the first song you had me listen to when you were talking about them. And again, man, I was instantly like, oh my God, these guys are amazing.
I have a Viagra Boys shirt.
Nice.
And on the front of it, there's a wiener dog.
I love it. That's got to be like their mascot now.
Wiener dog.
It's the best.
And then the third song is off the 2022 album Cave World, and it's Punk Rock Loser.
Another great name.
Another great video. It's like set like in an old Western town, and Sebastian is like just dancing down the street. He's dressed up like an old cowboy, and he's just like shooting at people and missing everybody he shoots at and just being hysterical. But again, just fun, catchy. Yes, the many drug references, but just more great lyrics. You know, I tried to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. And I don't go to parties where folks get dressed up. I go to the function just to fuck shit up. Like, I love these guys.
That's fucking poetry, man.
And you know, again, go to YouTube, check out the videos, check out some of their live performances, like the live performance of Research Chemicals. You know, that bass groove kicks in, and the crowd just starts bouncing, and everybody just goes nuts. So a lot of fun. Viagra Boys, again, different, weird, but catchy as hell. And they just write great, fun songs.
That's awesome. When you first introduced me to them, my initial thought, because I didn't just hear the song for the first time. My first exposure was watching the video for Sports. And I immediately was like, if the guys in Jackass made a band, it would be the Viagra Boys. Like, it's just, it's too perfect. And maybe they've worked with them, I don't know. But if they haven't yet, that's somebody missed the boat, man, because that's a great fit. The Jackass guys and Viagra Boys, that's a match made in heaven right there.
I know they're out playing some festivals this year. So if they're in the States and they're doing a few festivals, if you get a chance, go check them out. I haven't had the chance to see them yet, but as soon as I can, man, I'm going to be at the Viagra Boys show just going crazy, losing my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to keep an eye out for that myself.
stuff, man.
Right on. Well, there you go. There is our very first bonus track. Just wanted to throw out a couple newer artists that we're big fans of that we would hope people go check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be back very soon with another full-length episode. So be on the lookout for that.
And until then, I'm Mac.
And I'm Eric.
And this is the Greatest Mixtape Podcast.
See ya!